This is the Robin Hood Radio Network. Leah Dimitrick is an award-winning actor and director whose extensive work is celebrated throughout Connecticut. She won an acting award for her role in Winter Flowers, a one-act performance as part of the International Playwright Festival, which was held at the Warner Theater in Torrington. Her directing work is extensive. She most recently directed Greetings at the Goshen Players, Calendar Girls at the Warner, and is now directing It Should Have Been You, which will be performed in Goshen at the Goshen Players, opening April 13th, running for 3 weekends. It'll run April 13th, 14th, 15th, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and then the 27th and 28th. The show is dedicated to the late Paul Dimitrick. Hope you enjoy our chat with Leah Dimitrick here on Nutmeg Chatter. Leah, welcome to Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to speak with you. I had the opportunity, I not only had the opportunity to interview you when you were directing Greetings, but I saw that award-winning performance at the Warner Theater. I just was so fortunate. It's not often that I have the ability to go to certain, you know, shows and performances, and I was able to go to that one. I saw it, and it was just a wow performance. And what was extraordinary as well was that that was a return of a particular festival, and the last time that they had it, you won an award for your acting in that as well.
Yes, it was a wonderful experience. Actually, I won Best Actress in the state of Connecticut, and then when at the Warner again, when we did the New England regionals, I and my sister in the play, we mm-hmm. both won Best Actress, and then the play was decided to be the pick to go to the international competition, which was held in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So it was quite an experience, Joe. It was one I'll never forget.
That's extraordinary. I was so thrilled that I was able to be there to witness it. And so you are somebody who can direct from experience, because
yes.
you are multifaceted when it comes to the world of theater. Do you have a preference as to whether you like to act or direct or do other things? Or?
I love it all, Joe. I've been at it a long time here in Connecticut. Never was on a stage until my husband and I relocated to Torrington, Connecticut, except a bit in high school and nothing in college except Glee Club. But I just love doing it. And I'll just slip this fact in because I'm proud of it. This is my 51st year at Goshen Players.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you. So exciting.
Yeah, but I love both. People often ask me that. I love being on stage, but at my age, there's not a whole lot of roles for women of a certain age, as they like to say. But my last one was one that had been in my bucket list for a long, long time. And that was, I played Sister Aloysius this past October in Doubt.
That's right,
at
in
Goshen.
Doubt, yes.
So that was a very good role for an older woman. And so then when the 70th anniversary was coming on for Goshen Players, since I am probably the longest longevity of still active people in Goshen, they asked me to direct the 70th anniversary show, which happened to be It Should Have Been You, and that's how this all happened. So,
in fact, Doubt was directed by Colleen Renzullo.
Yes.
And Colleen Renzullo is in It Should Have Been You.
Yes, she is. It's like payback. But she, the cast is, I was just overwhelmed with the turnout. In the old days, if I can reminisce a bit, Goshen Players really drew from Goshen, mainly, and mm-hmm. then it expanded to Torrington, and then people from Litchfield. Things have changed a great deal, because this show, there are 13 characters, and we have some people from Torrington, some from Litchfield, but we draw one person from Monroe, Connecticut, who drives to every rehearsal three
wow.
times a week, a couple from Danbury, and our leading lady comes from Millbrook, New York. So it's a case of loving the Goshen players, yes, and the hall, and what that really means to acting and being on that stage. To me, acoustically, there's no better venue in this northwest corner because it's all wooden building and it's magnificent. But the pool of talent comes from wherever they want to do a particular show. And it's turned out to be just a dream. We have created such a family atmosphere, which always has been a hallmark of Goshen Players. Multifaceted. My own granddaughter is my stage manager.
That's exciting.
Yes. So families are involved in Goshen, and I've always felt that every cast, no matter if it's a straight play or a musical, you create a family that is unique, that probably will never exist again in total, but there is such a bond among the people who are working so hard to have fun, but to bring a quality piece of entertainment to the area. I am so proud of this cast and the whole thing right now. I have somebody up there who's painting the set. She is a scenic artist. She's worked at the Warner all the time.
Who's that?
Carla Woodworth. She's up there right now doing that. And when people say to me, and this happened when I was helping do a strike here at the Warner, and she came up to me and asked the most wonderful question, "Do you need any help?" Of course, my answer said, "Are you kidding?" Of course. So she is up there by herself painting, making the 18-foot proscenium on the Goshen stage look like a New York hotel. And
that's
she's
incredible.
Achieving it, really. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Let's set the table just a little bit for the folks, just a little bit more in terms of the Goshen experience, because there's a very special way that Goshen has the ability to have the audience enjoy this particular performance, correct?
Right.
It's cabaret.
It's cabaret. And that started a few years back, and it used to be just for the straight plays, not the musical, because, of course, it limits seating. Mm-hmm. And doing a musical is a lot more expensive than doing a straight play, whether it's a comedy or a drama. But the public loved the cabaret seating. 15 small tables down on the floor, 4 chairs to each, so it means you're only seating 60 people at any one time. Mm-hmm. But the atmosphere, people feel comfortable, they bring their own libations, they bring a few little hors d'oeuvres, so they can sit back, relax, and be entertained by live theater.
But then also on the second level,
there are 29
the
seats upstairs.
The just, traditional yeah. seating
exactly.
From upstairs if people choose to do that. And I've sat at both mm-hmm. For different performances, and I've enjoyed both experiences
The cabaret became very popular, and this is only the second musical in which the cabaret seating is being used because people like it so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very fun way to see a show and to have and it's they are bringing in their own
yes.
Beverages and
yes.
and food, so it's they're bringing it in from home and
right.
they're eating it there and they're able to sit and enjoy a fun festive program.
It's kind of like Tanglewood, but inside. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And we're going to talk in the second segment about It Should Have Been New. But I just want, before we go to our first break, I want to just tease one aspect of Goshen that makes this It Should Have Been New extra special. It is a historic year.
Yes,
For the Goshen Old Town Hall.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, the town hall was built in 1895 for the whopping sum of $5,000, which is, you know, in these days, yeah.
Oh, sure.
This is why it's already on the historic register, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's over 100 years old. But another just fun fact I found that shortly after the building was built, the ladies of Goshen got together and they spent $94.97 to have the stage enlarged and refurbished. I mean, as someone said to me, you can't even paint anything for $100
Absolutely.
Now. But they did that. Yes.
I love the fact that they know down to the cent.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the old original records
very,
from
very
the Historical
specific.
Society. Yes. Yeah. So, and the Goshen, the Old Town Hall then became too small. And so that's, and it's somewhere along the way, the town offices moved down to their current position. And then Goshen Players was the only renter that they had. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until 2004, and I love this fact, that the town found that they couldn't afford the maintenance of the building. Mm-hmm. So they offered it to us. And so Goshen Players bought the Old Town Hall for $1 U.S., as it says in here. So, but it's been a challenge, and it's been exciting to upgrade the building because a lot of things have improved. We didn't have inside facilities, mm-hmm. and now we have upgraded men's, and, well, we don't even say men's and women's, because the ladies' room line is always longer, so both of them are exactly the same.
Sure.
So, yes, there are two upstairs, and we have new seating, and we've done a new pathway, driveway, and there are still other projects that are going to come into the works. Someday, we hope, we will have a facility in the basement for the cast. In the meantime, we use a little porta-potty outside once you're in costume. But the tradition of keeping Goshen family-like and honoring the heritage, mm-hmm. because it really is a privilege to be in that building.
Yes, and yeah. as an audience member as well, when you go to a Goshen player's performance, it is you are experiencing a piece of history. And it, what I love about it as well, inside there are often the signs
yes.
of prior shows.
Yep.
And so you can see kind of that visual history while you're sitting in this historic landmark of a location. And then you're experiencing something new to you, and it's quite just a wonderful experience to see a show at yeah. Goshen. You know what? We're at our first break. When we come back, Lee, we're going to talk about It Should Have Been You. What's it all about? Well, some of the people who are in it, we're going to talk about that and more. We'll be back in just a few moments here on Nutmeg Chatter. Thank you for listening to the Robin Hood Radio Network, your independent radio alternative. Robin Hood Radio Network is the smallest NPR station in the nation. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here at WAPJ's studio is Leah Dimitrick. She is an award-winning actor and director. She is directing It Should Have Been You, which will be at the Goshen Players in Goshen, Connecticut. It's opening on April 13th. And it's going to go the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and then finally the 27th and 28th of April. So there are plenty of opportunities for individuals who are interested in seeing It Should Have Been You. And for those folks who are new to that experience, what is It Should Have Been You about?
It Should Have Been You is a romp, is my estimation. It was written in 2015, so it's very current. Hmm. And it played on Broadway and closed in 2017. And we're not sure why, because it's such a fun show that it didn't have a longer run on Broadway. But anyway, it deals with so many different issues. First of all, the premises, and I'm not going to give any spoilers
okay.
on the air, but it deals with a Jewish family. So the bride is Jewish. She is about to marry a Catholic boy. So we have that mm-hmm. issue.
Sure.
And then we have an issue of, so there's a religious issue there. Then we have a little race issue, because the co-maid of honor is a black girl. So we have that to deal with. And then, as the logo for the show says, with a toppling kind of 4 or 5 layered wedding cake, if one more thing gets added, the whole thing is going to topple over. So you have your typical mother of the bride and all the ramifications that go along with that, and the havoc that she raises, because she doesn't interfere in anything, which is a lie, because she interferes with everything. But and then we have the upper crust New York family of the young bridegroom, who is, oh my dear, they're marrying into a Jewish family. So we have that. Then we have the black issue, which is not really an issue in this at all. It's just fun. The whole thing is fun. But to see these layers, one on top of the other, on top of the other, you really do expect that cake to fall over.
That, yeah. that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. People who, because often weddings can be a stressful type environment anyway, and then they've just added layer upon layer, and it's a musical.
Yes, it is.
So
yes.
It adds to that experience. You know what I enjoy seeing? I enjoy seeing the, you know, the photos of the cast and crew of It Should Have Been You, because it's obvious that you are having the experience, just an extraordinary experience, a very fun and like a family experience.
This is,
you know, a wedding is a family affair, so to speak, and you have a family of a theater troupe putting on a family affair.
It is so true, Joe. In all the years that I've been doing theater, which are quite a few, I find that each cast and crew, the crew is a very important segment as well, of course, you form a unique family to that show. And when we always have our green room talks, it is my custom to hold hands as a group with the tech people in there as well, and just appreciate each other's hard work, presence, and just the fact that we have come together, and this family will never exist again quite the same, because you'll never convene the same people again. But that experience has so made me so proud, and each night, especially in the beginning, to hear these people who have traveled from so far say as they were leaving, and we start on time. Rehearsals are 2 to 5 on a Sunday, 7 to 10 on a Monday and a Wednesday. And these people who have traveled a distance to get here, going out and saying hugs and saying, "Oh, I've had so much fun." Isn't that what it's all about?
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been incredible.
Would you be so kind? We'll just give a quick shout out to the folks who add the music to this performance.
Goodness.
Because I want to start with them, because they're building this foundation of music, and they're a fantastic group of people.
What makes this show unique, Joe, and I've directed many over the 51 years that I've been involved, is that this is almost all music with dialogue interspersed. There are no acts. There are no scenes. Everything starts on page 1 and ends on page 114. That's the way it is, and it's all carried through the music. I have the pleasure of working with a young man for the first time as a music director, Jim Lertzimer.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, my goodness. He is a gentle soul who is so organized and so involved. It's just been a real pleasure. And to find someone who you can work so easily and compatibly with is a blessing. And his sidekick at the keyboard has been my husband twice on stage. Scott Stanchfield is on keyboard.
Yes.
Yeah. We did Over the River in Goshen in 2011. And in 2016, we reprised our roles here on the Nancy Marine stage at the Warner. So we know how the other one thinks a lot.
Absolutely,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And you have, we teased this at the very beginning, or said at the very beginning, you have your own family member who is a part of this. Could you tell me a little bit about that experience?
I certainly will. As I said, I'm 51 years here, but for 25 of those years at least, my late husband was my stage right stage manager all the time. So when this came up, we needed some cast and everything, and crew, and my granddaughter, who really started this when she was about 5 or so. She was backstage with me. She volunteered. She's recently married and now carrying my soon-to-be great-granddaughter.
Wow.
She said to me, "Nana, I want to do the stage managing." I said, "Jess, Nana, I'm serious." So this really and truly is a family enterprise. It's just so exciting.
That is. Yeah. Now tell me about who's acting in this particular performance. Who's the bride? Who's the groom?
Okay. The lead of the show is actually not the bride. It's her older sister. And people who have seen this woman on stage in Goshen a couple of times, but more, well, she goes everywhere, is Juliet Koch from Millbrook. And she plays the older sister who is making all the arrangements. And her mother is played by Colleen Renzullo, as you said earlier, who directed me in Doubt. So now this is payback. And the mother, Judy, she's all over Juliet. Jenny is her character name, to get everything right. And everything that goes wrong is your fault, that kind of thing. And Robert Qualick, who now is, he was my Father Flynn in Doubt.
That's right, yes.
He is also producing the show, but he is the Jewish father. So we have that family. And the bride, her name is Rebecca, and she's Jenny's younger sister. She is the bride. The other family are the Howards, who come from New York City, and they're pretty upper crust. And the mother is played by Elise Jasensky, and she comes from Danbury. And George, her husband, is Steve Serrero, and he comes from Waterbury. And Brian, who is their son, he comes from Terryville, Jonathan Zelaski. And he's been seen on a number of stages. This past season, he was in Avenue Q as Princeton. And so I heard his voice, and he was interested in the show, and it's turned out beautifully. So we have that. And then we have the love interest for Jenny, who is her song, Beautiful, will make people cry in the audience.
Wow.
Because
yeah.
She's always passed over. And why can't somebody see that she's beautiful? Her love interest is Eric Lindblom, who has been on the Warner stage a lot. And he was actually in the last musical at Goshen, First Date.
First Date, that's
First
right.
First Date, yes. And he is simply a joy to work with and so talented. And I'm not giving out too much more information about how they get together.
Sure.
And then we have the best man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Joe Guttadauro. From who used to be Torrington, now Litchfield, and we've seen him on stage both here and at Landmark. He was also in First Date last year.
That's right. Yeah.
And what a blessing he is. He is partnered up with the co-maid of honor, who is Laureen Munge, who comes from Waterbury. And those two have a duet that people will just sit back and say, oh my word, it's amazing.
We'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break because we're already at our second break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about It Should Have Been You. This sounds so incredible. Looking forward to hearing more about it. We're going to talk about some of the music behind it and a little bit of Goshen as we wrap up our conversation with Leah Dimitrick here on Nutmeg Chatter. Next week on Nutmeg Chatter, we interview Adrian Barron, president of the Polonia Business Association and leading advocate of the Little Poland section of New Britain. We discuss the upcoming Little Poland Festival, which will be held April 29th, 2018. Join us. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk, here with Leah Dimitrick. We're talking about It Should Have Been You, which will be performed at the Goshen Players starting Friday, April 13th, and running 3 weekends, 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and then the 27th and 28th in Goshen, Connecticut. We've been talking about It Should Have Been You. Just talking about the cast is making me excited for this show because this is such a great cast. Tell me a little bit more about some of the other folks in the production.
Yes, as I said, I was blessed through the audition process because they are amazing people on stage. As people, just it's a love fest up there every night. Playing the wedding planner, which is a very key role, mm-hmm. is Roger Grace, who comes from Warren, and this man was made to play this role. He is so much fun to watch and listen to, so involved. And then we have two people who work for him as a wedding planner, but they are both playing double roles. We have Mimsy, who is played by Lynn Wilson from Litchfield,
mm-hmm.
and Walt, who is played by Conrad Sinkowitz of Torrington, but they work for the hotel. So they set the scenes and they move the chairs and the tables and all that. But then on the flip side, Lynn plays Aunt Sheila, who is an older lady looking for a younger man, and she is the bride's aunt. And she has developed an accent that will make you just die laughing. And on the other side of Aunt Sheila is Uncle Morty, who is also an uncle of the bride. So we have all that combination. Those two roles, played by Lynn Wilson and Conrad Sinkowitz, are so very different from their working in the hotel.
Yes.
It's just so much fun to watch them. And let's see, I think that is probably the whole cast. I think I've covered it all, Joe. Everybody.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So it's a cast of 13 people.
That's a big cast for Goshen. It's a good thing they spent the extra
94, 97
to extend the stage to get all 13 folks in it.
And this is a case of trying to create a New York hotel on an 18-foot proscenium. And that's what Carla Woodworth is doing right now, painting the set, because this all happens in a New York hotel. The costumes, phenomenal job by Phoebe Katzen, working from everywhere, working with Renee Purdy at the Warner Costume Shop. So that has been a lovely marriage of those two ladies working together.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, of course, the set build, the master builder, I brought him to Goshen in 2004, Dave Boscarino from Torrington. He hasn't left since.
He's done every set.
And it's a joy to work with him. You give him what you want, and the next time, you three or four Saturdays later, there it is, all executed. It's fantastic. And the lighting design, working with Tori Campbell, who I met during Carol and the Girls at Warner, she's doing the lighting design. It's just such a happy, happy atmosphere. That's the main thing for me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then there's also the choreography as well.
Oh, choreography is Peggy Terhune, who worked for me when she was a young girl, when she choreographed My Fair Lady for me in 1998.
Wow.
And she's fitting this in around her busy schedule of classes and whatever else she does. Lots and lots of stuff, yeah.
That's exciting. This it's an entire family coming together to build this extraordinary story that's really going to thrill the audience.
Absolutely. And one thing that I'm working with for the first time, Jim Lertzimer, bless his heart, musical director, has assembled an orchestra of 8 pieces.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know, he was the orchestra leader for the Thomaston Jazz Orchestra. So, mm-hmm. You know, he can certainly command a number of musical instruments. I didn't know that they were bringing so many to Goshen.
It is amazing because the sound, I think, is going to blow the roof off. But they're going to be in the basement because Goshen Players is tiny and it doesn't have a pit. But we have a violinist, a cello, a bass player. I don't know, whatever. 3 horns. It's just 2 keyboards. Absolutely phenomenal. And the effect that has on the cast singing, it's like, wow, this is a whole different world. Yeah.
I know that Goshen has done the kind of the pit in the basement, if you will,
yep,
before on prior shows, and that worked out extremely well.
And we're doing it again, you know, and again with a complete drummer too, percussion.
With the drummer as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So when people when they hear this, they may not recognize or understand the idea that, yes, this is a live performance.
A live performance, yes.
of
We've
music.
Had 2 rehearsals with them, and they are magnificent. These are all seasoned musicians, and they're enjoying watching what's going on. They're having fun watching, which is lovely, too.
And you're obviously having fun directing
this group. Of
course I
am.
Group.
Yeah, I wouldn't do this, you know, if I weren't having fun. That's the payback, because you reap so much more, you know, than everything that's up there. The people, the personalities, getting it right, staying up to the high standards that have been set at Goshen for all these years, and just to keep it going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Leah, for people, if they want to find out more information about Goshen Players, about this particular show, first of all, there would be an event page at least on Facebook, correct?
Probably, yes. Yeah, I'm sure there is. I don't do Facebook. I'm too old, I guess, for that. But the cast is doing it all the time. But the website has a lot of information. It's www.goshenplayers.org.
GoshenPlayers.org. Fantastic. They can also look it up on Facebook. They can find out more information about It Should Have Been You at the Goshen Players, a historic location for this historic performance of It Should Have Been You. Leah, thank you for coming in and talking to us today on Nutmeg Chatter.
Joe, this was a whole lot of fun, too. Thank you so much for asking me.
Thank you.
It was great.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned for more music on this station. We hope you enjoyed the chat.